But do want to read scripture from Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. I want to begin in verse 10. Read to verse 12. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And they were coming to the house. They saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshiped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now, we know the story. We've heard it many times of the wise men. And because there was three gifts, our culture has assumed there were only three wise men. But if they traveled very far at all with those kind of gifts, there had to be more than three in the group or they would have been robbed. There was a good group of men, maybe some women, but men that traveled from the east. Scholars can't decide exactly where they came from, whether they were Persians or Medes or others. Some just call them Orientals from the east, which includes a group of people. Daniel was exiled to the east. And I think these men had some encounter with Daniel's influence. They had saw a star. A star that they had not seen before. So they had some astrology. And they saw that star. And they said, you know, that's a special star. That's a king star. And they traveled to honor a king. And they took presents for the king. Evidently, the star they had saw, they stopped seeing when they got to the area of Judea and Jerusalem. And they were asking around about this king that was born. And people started talking. Strangers have come in, a large group. And it eventually got back to Herod, and Herod was probably mentally incapable at this point in his life. He was fearful of everybody, even his own children, of taking his throne. So he wanted to hear right away what these men knew. And he called them. But he had called his counselors first. The men who should have known what Scripture said. And he said, where's this Christ to be born? Where is this to take place? And they said, well, it's to take place in Bethlehem. So he called these men, these wise men, as the Bible calls them, magi, to himself secretly. And he says, now what time did you see that star? I really need to know that. It's precious to me, you know. And he looked at it. And then he said, when you go find him, come back, I'm going to go worship him. Well, he was lying through his teeth. He didn't want to worship him. He didn't want to honor him. He wanted to kill him. But there's something special that took place from Almighty God. When the wise men left Herod's presence and gathered to go to Bethlehem, the star reappeared. And says they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. They're happy. They got happy feet. They're happy. They're excited. And they follow the star, not to the stable, but to a house that evidently Joseph and Mary had rented or was loaned, but they were in a house. And it says when they came in, they saw Mary and the baby, and it says they worshiped him. I told the wise men last night at our gathering that there's two ways that they worshiped back then. One was on their knees with their forehead to the ground. And the other way was on their stomach. They were prostrated out with their face on the ground. It says they worshiped him. They opened their gifts and they gave to him. Said, well, you know, these guys just did the normal thing. They believed they were standing in presence of a king, so they bowed down and they worshiped him. You're not reading the last verse I read close enough. Listen to what it says. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not go to return to Herod, they departed unto their own country another way. Now, we don't know if they all had the same dream at the same time, or if it was one person or two people. We're not told. It says they were warned by God in a dream. Now, they could have said, well, what God is telling us is, because they had a multiplicity of gods in Persia and Mede and other places back east. What God? They didn't have to be told what God. God never leaves that to doubt who's talking. He never leaves it to doubt about his word. He always authenticates his word. And they had a greater fear of God than they did of Herod. Because they went home another way. I'm saying all of this, that worship is what Jesus desires from us. Worship is what God desires from us. Adam and Eve failed in their complete worship of God when they believed the lie of Satan instead of believing the word of God. You're going to have Christmas celebrations this year. You're probably going to have more than one. You'll have them with family and friends. Many traditions you have. I have. And I'm not against traditions. They have value to them, and great memories come with our traditions. But let us not forget to worship the one who came and died for us on the cross. Somehow, in the midst of your celebrations, somehow, in the midst of your Christmas time with family, take just a moment to have at least a prayer and a moment to worship. Circumstances should never affect our worship. We should always be able to worship no matter what the circumstances are. If we know Christ as Lord and Savior. Paul and Silas were in jail at Philippi. They had been beaten. And to be beaten then with stripes, you were stripped and tied to a pole. And then you were beaten and your back would be stretched so that it would be tight, the skin, and when they hit you, it would rip open. Blood would flow. Pain would be there. They were given to the jailer at Philippi and cast into the inner part of the prison, inner part of the dungeon, which is that culture, the sewer, run through those inner parts of the dungeon, whatever sewer they had. They didn't have running water, so if you were in the inner part of jail or outer part, your bathroom was the floor. It was not a good place. Terrible place. Not only that, they were put in stocks. Their feet were secured. It meant they were stretched with a pole between their legs as tight as they could get it and secured. Very uncomfortable. But listen to what the Bible says. Acts 16, verse 23 and following. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. Not a good place, not a good condition. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. It's hard sometimes to worship because there's pain and sorrow in our lives. But God's the God of sorrow and pain, and He knows how to take care of it. One of the great things about our future home is Revelation tells us, and He shall wipe away every tear from their eye. His presence now can do that also. Can help us with those tears. Help us with that pain. Somebody in your family, whether they will admit it or not, will be hurting this Christmas. It's just the way life is. Help them worship. Help them see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Take time and worship. Let's bow together for prayer. As we go to the Lord in prayer, do remember Kentucky and Arkansas, Missouri, and other states down south that experienced the tornadoes. More than 70 people lost their lives in Kentucky. Pray for the families. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love wherewith you have loved us in Jesus Christ. In the midst of a world that was mean and cruel, you sent your Son. You challenged your followers to take the gospel to the world. That challenge is still true for us. And it begins right in our home and out to wherever we go. Thank you for what we heard this morning and the witness and the testimony through song and through poems and through words spoken. We pray that you bless each family here. And Lord, you give them peace and joy and gladness this Christmas day. As they celebrate with family and others, Christmas time. Thank you for the Savior. And Jesus, thank you that in the garden you said, not my will, but thine be done. And you went to the cross that our sins might be forgiven. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.